Welcome to Madisonville Community College and you. I'm Danny Kober. With us today from MCC is Paula Seabrook. Paula is the Disability Resources and Veterans Affairs Officer at Madisonville Community College, and we welcome her to today's program. Paula, what exactly is Disability Resources?
Well, my office works with students with disabilities to make sure that they have equal access to all educational opportunities at the college. We help them plan for any unique needs that might encounter in college because they might not quite be prepared.
Okay. Now, who is eligible for your services?
Any student with a disability is eligible for services. The Americans with Disabilities Act defines a disability as a condition that substantially limits a major life activity. Most people think of walking, seeing, hearing, and that stuff. The list does go on, but often people forget about other types of disabilities, such as learning disabilities or temporary disabilities like a broken arm or hospitalization.
Okay. Now, what is the process for registering with the disability office?
You simply make an appointment with my office. We do ask that you bring documentation for your disability, but it is not necessary to have it at the initial meeting.
And what are some of the services and accommodations?
There are quite a few, and I'll list just a few. The most ones that people use are a test in a distraction-reduced environment, extra time on exams or quizzes. We can have textbooks for you in alternate format, which would be electronic files. There's equipment rental. We have specialized software for text reading, advising services, and just so much more.
You mentioned advising services. What does a Veterans Affairs advisor do?
Well, as a Veterans Affairs advisor, you're responsible for advising students concerning their eligibility for various educational assistance programs. That means I'm responsible for completing the certification process. Our vets served our country. It's important to help them with all the necessary paperwork so they receive all their educational benefits and in a timely manner.
Okay, now what is the process for registering with the Veterans Affairs Office?
First, they need to apply for their benefits through the Veterans Affairs website, and that's www.benefits.va.gov. This takes roughly 4 to 6 weeks. Then they can simply go online to our website, select Costs and Aids, choose Veterans Affairs, and select their enrollment form request. You can either send this to me electronically, you can drop it off at the college. You also then need to make an appointment with me so we can complete the intake process.
Okay, any last thoughts?
Absolutely. What students need now is a plan. The thing is, educational plans are not always obvious or intuitive. Many people need help forming one. That's where an academic advisor can help you. That's what I do. Come see me and we'll make a plan together.
Okay. If they have any further questions regarding the program, is there a number they can call and person they can contact?
Yes, they can call me at 270-824-1708.
Okay, Paula Seabrook of Madisonville Community College, and a look at the Disability Resource and Veterans Affairs Departments. That's it for now on MCCNU. For Paula Seabrook, I'm Danny Kober. Thank you for listening.